There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabay, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
We're rolling. Oh, we live?
No.
And we back again, man. Daddy issues, man. Once again.
Once again.
We just the boy blows smoke. Episode.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we just gonna tackle questions.
Yeah, let's do that, because people be complaining. Y'all skip my question again.
And y'all got to remember sometimes, too, guys, y'all might ask a question that's already been answered.
Yeah.
And so we just gonna skip over that. It's like when I post my Q&A sometimes on Instagram, people are like, when you coming to such and such city, who are your favorite comedian?
Yeah.
What got you into comedy? They ask me that every Q&A, so I might not answer those.
You know told you that.
Yeah, so questions, though. We tackle them.
Off top.
Out the gate.
Who cares about our kids right now?
We got kids, but they ain't done nothing different since the last
not
time
at
we
all.
Did the show.
Nothing. They breathing in their life and costing us money.
All day.
All day. Every
day. All day.
Every day. Off top.
We got a question from Weiss00. I don't know. It's Weisse00.
Who paid you on?
This is a question we didn't tackle. On the last episode.
All right.
I'm going to go back to that.
All right.
So, I have two boys, 10 and 7. Now, the 10-year-old is starting to find himself and do his own thing, which is causing his little bro to act out. How do you deal with this without slowing down the older and still maintaining their bond? That's a good question. For my boys are like 21, 22 months apart in age. So they're 19 and 17 now. So growing up, I think they were still close enough in age to where they enjoyed each other's company. So they were always around each other. It was always the double up. You know what I'm saying? They were playing with one another. So we didn't really have to worry about that too much. And then, luckily, my youngest son, he's more independent just naturally. He's just like, I like to just do my own thing. He's been that since he was a baby. He used to cry to get put in his bed. Like, you know, a lot of kids would cry to sleep with you. He was like, I want my own bed, put me in it. I'm like, all right, say no more. You know what I'm saying? And my oldest was a bit more like, I want to be with y'all. I want to be, you know. So you had that dynamic, because I know usually the younger one is like looking for the play with me. Join me. Like, but my youngest wasn't like that. And so when my oldest started to branch off on his own, my youngest one really wasn't tripping because he wanted to do his own thing anyway. So that's my dynamic with my boys. It was like the younger one was already moving to the beat of his own drum anyway. So your dilemma is tough because it's like, man, how do you?
Yeah, 10 and 7 and kid, yeah, that's a lot of time.
That's 3
like,
years.
Like, young years and adult years is just way different.
Right.
You could be 3 years older than somebody. That's huge. And when you're 30 and 33, it's nothing.
Yeah, that's a but canyon when you're kids.
10 and 7, that's that's a whole different ballgame.
That's like three different grades?
Yeah.
Because my boys are only a grade apart in school. But 10 and 7, they might be like, what, two or three grades apart.
First grade and
third?
Fourth.
Fourth? Yeah, that's a
huge.
That's a canyon.
Yeah.
And then they'll be going to like middle school way earlier. Yep. They'll be going to high school way earlier. And like the blessings with mine is it was like just a year apart.
Yeah, me and my brother are only 16 months apart.
Yeah, I was super close.
But he was different too. Like he did his own thing. So he didn't really care about I'm going to hoop. He didn't care about doing that.
Go hoop.
Like,
I'm gonna read these comics.
Yeah, I'm gonna read these comics. I'm gonna play Power Rangers. I don't give a damn what you do. Like he wanted me to play with him.
Right.
You know, sometimes and I would, and then I'm like, all right, I'm out, man. I'm going to the movies with a girl.
Yeah.
So it was like
yep. And
you know,
so
and he had his own friends. Like we both had different friends. We both had me and my brother didn't get tight. I mean, we played together all the time as kids. But we didn't, like, start hanging out all the time until he graduated high school.
Okay.
And then it was like, and I had the car. So they was like, you know, drive us around, pick us up, you know. So I was like, when they became seniors, and I was still at my JC, so I was still local. But I was like, y'all want to roll to the mall? Yeah, pick us up.
You goddamn right we want to roll to the mall.
You know what I mean? So I was doing that all the time. That's when we started kicking it all the time, when I got my license.
Yeah.
Like that's when I was picking them up from work. That's when we was riffing and running. Once I got the mails, we was out of there.
The wheels are essential back in the day. And it's tough because I really don't know how to answer your question because, you know, it's the dynamic of the – let me read this question again. Which is causing his little bro to act out. Yeah, see, the act out, it's tough because, like, even with me, I'm the youngest of three. So my oldest brother is 10 years older than me. So it was already a canyon with me and him. So when he be out all the time, I'm just a kid playing with toys. He out going to the club doing real stuff. And so I barely saw him anyway. Now, my middle brother is who I played with most of the time and fought with or whatever. And then when he started hanging out with my oldest brother, it would just leave me by myself. But I was more attached to my mom than either of them. So as long as she was at the house, I was good. And when she would leave me with them, then I would be struggling because we'd be watching scary movies. I'd be watching all kind of stuff I shouldn't have been seeing at a young age. So now I'm traumatized by movies, and if my mom is out, I'm like, when you coming home, man? They out here. They sleep. I'm up. Jack Nicholson scared me in The Shining. I was traumatized by these movies. And so, but I didn't really cling to my older brothers like that. It was just, you know.
I wonder what he means, too, by doing his own thing. Like,
in
the house or, you know, going somewhere or, like, you know. Yeah.
It depends on what your kid is into. Is he playing sports at 10? Is he going outside, like, in the community with his friends?
Yeah. I would suggest I know one thing, because my brother was – sometimes he'd be isolated or whatever. I was doing stuff. But the one thing that got everybody involved was game nights.
Yeah.
I would suggest game nights. Like, everybody has to play.
Right.
We're all playing. Like, so we would play, like, back when Chutes and Ladders and Candyland was a thing and all those – and then Uno, when Uno came out. Monopoly. So we would play that stuff because that was one thing that everybody liked to do.
Yeah.
Everybody was involved, parents included.
Yeah.
And even during the holidays, cousins come. Like, everybody would play the games. So nobody was left out because everybody would play the games. And it's, you know, at that age, unless you're playing, like, a super difficult game, 7 and 10, they both can play.
Right.
You know what I mean? It ain't like, you know, something ridiculous that they don't get yet.
You know what, man? Like, That's probably why I love game night so much to this day. We always play games. I never played Chutes and Ladders or Candyland.
Oh,
I always shot up. I was like, I want to play Uno. I want to play Spades.
Those are the best.
Dungeon. I used to play this game called Stop Thief. And we used to play this game. My brothers used to play this game. It was a World War II strategy game called Axis and Allies. And I used to watch him and his friends play it. And I'd be like, man, I want to get in on this.
Yeah.
And then they would slowly. I'm like 10 years old. Playing this World War II strategy game. Mind you, I would get wiped out.
Yeah.
Because, like, they would give me Russia. And Russia, they had the lowest amount of money. And, like, they did. They had the biggest land to cover, the lowest amount of money. So I'm just like, you know, I'm trying to fight Germany.
Yeah.
And I'm in between Germany and Japan. They would just wipe me off the board. I'd be like, well, I'm having fun. I'm playing with y'all, huh?
Yeah.
But man, that just took me back real quick. Yeah, man. Game night is a dope component.
Yeah, it gets everybody involved. Like we would play Sorry.
I remember Sorry.
And you can make any game into competition.
You can.
We would play Sorry, and instead of like just hitting somebody pizza off, you like
man,
like slapping the pizzas off. Yep. We would play Monopoly a lot.
Monopoly, we played that a lot.
And then the only thing with Monopoly is that if you were younger, you got taken advantage of.
Oh, like, definitely.
I'll give you this railroad if you give me those two. Nobody likes purples.
Let me get that one red, and I'll give you both my utilities.
Yeah,
and like, now you building hotels on red. They out the game. As soon as they land there, as soon as they hit Indiana Avenue, they out of here.
Easy work.
I used to play too. We used to play Life a lot too.
Yeah,
Life was fun, man.
Do you remember Guess Who?
I remember Guess Who, but I never played it.
Oh, it was so fun. Did your guy have a mustache?
I remember that, though.
But sometimes people would lie. They'd be like, I asked you if they had blue eyes.
People don't be paying attention, man.
We played Battleship.
I used to play SeaWorld Fish.
What's that?
It's like this card game that has SeaWorld characters. It's basically like Go Fish.
Oh, okay.
Only with SeaWorld characters.
Okay.
Shabu,
we played that a lot, Go Fish.
Yeah.
And then card games.
Card games. Sure.
Matt, we would put all the cards out, play the matching game. You had to find that.
Yep. We used to play War.
Yeah. I loved War.
Yeah.
I loved War. Yeah. So game nights involve everybody.
Yeah. Game nights.
That's what
incredible.
I would suggest. Game nights.
It's a game night. Involved. Game night. Start putting this in your lives, man. Game night.
No,
just have a game night with the family, friends. Make everybody put their phones down, put the phones up, and just build.
Game nights are fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I hope that helps somewhat. You know what I'm saying? Give us an update, too.
Yeah.
I want that update.
All right. Teresa, I want to say it like fancy, like with Teresa Neal, but I don't know what she is. So. Middle school teacher. Okay, shout out. Raising the kids. I'm glad y'all got y'all raised. I kept my kid out of school the whole week until they fixed it.
Until they figured everything out.
I was like, I support y'all, man.
They got too many students in the class.
Yeah, well, that was part of the thing. They lowered it, and they got more money.
Good.
And better benefits.
Every piece is
they deserved, How do you educate teenagers on the importance of maintaining actual reality while participating in social media? I didn't grow up in no social media age. Right. So it was like all you had was reality.
Right. Well, for my kids, they grew up in the social media age. My oldest son, he was always pretty much into like actual hanging out, hanging out with his friends, his girlfriend, like going out, hanging out. He was always into that. My youngest son, he'll scroll, he'll be all on social media. He's into video games too, like watching YouTube. So my youngest son is more of the, let me just take in the social media information. Let me watch these YouTube videos. Let me play video games. So, and with him, it was more of a struggle for us to be like, all right, Sincere, let's go out and do this. Let's do this. And like, anytime you ask Sincere, does he want to do anything? You always going to get the, I don't know. So you got to just pretty much make him. Like, yo, Sincere. We going to the hike. We hiking up to the wisdom tree. He's like, let's go. And then you got to get him out of the, because he'll do the Tina from Bob's Burger. So it was definitely a push for him to just unplug in a sense. And once he unplugs, he's great. You know
what unplugs? Game night.
Game night is the unplugged
game night is the
city.
Answer to life, people. It's everything. How do I lose weight? Game nights.
Well,
I don't know. I'm just talking.
Because it's a lot of eating.
Game night is
horrible for your physique.
I eat so much at game night.
Because we just be eating. We be excited playing games and snacking.
Sabrina took out them cookies. I ate the whole sheet of cookies. And I don't even eat sweets like that.
Right.
I was destroying them.
It's just because they're there.
They was there.
You excited about your round or you pissed off about your round. You snack.
Oh, after I did the 8-point round, I ate everything in the kitchen. I ate everything. I was like, I'm a hero.
Man. So, man. So, game night is not good for the physique or the diet.
Not at all.
But everything else, game night is outstanding, man. I love it. I love it, man. That's what I would recommend. Keon's kids are obviously too young. From my standpoint, my oldest still values the actual interaction and stuff like that. Let's go to another question. Malik Adan. When do you start disciplining a child, and when did you? Or when did you? Disciplining a child, or when did you? As soon as they come out, man.
Beat them in the hospital womb.
With the umbilical cord.
I didn't even allow the doctor to spank them at first. I was like, I'll do it. I'm setting the tone now.
It's never too early, man. You got to let these kids know. They ain't running the show.
And people think, like, it's a baby. Babies know what's up. They know tones of voices. They know looks. They know, right. Like, that's why Keelan's so good, because early I let him, like, we're not tolerating certain things.
Right.
Like, this is just, you want to throw a fit and go do it in the room by yourself. Right. And, you know, all right. Like, even Kendrick, he'll throw his little, he gets timeouts.
Yep.
Even though he's only 17 months, he gets his timeouts. And then he'll start flipping out. I'll go put him in the room, and then I'll just hear him, like, talking to himself. He'll be like, and I'll go in there. I'll be like, you better? And he'll give me a big smile.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. I got it together, right. And then we good.
Yep.
We good.
It's very important. And discipline doesn't always mean just putting hands on the kid. It's like you got to set the tone. Like, you know, it's a lot of parents that let the kids run over them. And because certain kids, every kid requires a different level of discipline.
Yeah.
That's just fact. That's just what it is. Some kids, they need that hard look, or they just, I'm disappointed in you works for some.
Yeah.
Just, you know, hands work for other kids. It just depends definitely on different. The kid.
But so. I didn't snatch both of them up already.
Yeah. And that public tantrum? Oh, no, man.
Neither one of them have ever had one.
Let me tell you something, man. They not on my watch.
No.
I was in Ross yesterday. This little girl was in there like, yeah. She was really campaigning for this doll. And the mom was like, no, you just got a doll for Christmas. Yeah, but I want this doll because it has this. No, you're not getting the doll. I was just like.
Keelan tried his first one during Christmas, because this is the first Christmas he was old enough to know, like, what's going on.
Yeah.
So we went down a little Marvel aisle.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted the whole set that he ended up getting later.
Yeah.
But he wanted it right then and there. And I was like, no, we're going to get it. And he tried. So he was like, and I said, man, I grabbed him by his collar. I said, we don't do that. And he was like, no.
he
cried. He yeah. cried, but he held. Like, he wasn't yelling. He wasn't screaming. He was just like,
yeah.
Because I was like, I dare you. I dare you to act up right now.
I'm a firm believer in you can't prevent the tears.
No.
But what you can control is the yelling and the tantrum.
Kids going to cry because they don't know how to control their emotions. They're going to cry.
I'm a grown man now. If I want to cry, it's coming.
Yeah.
I can fight it, but eventually the tears going to roll. But the tantrums, man. Yeah,
you can cry all day, but cry silently.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's never too early. That's basically what we're saying.
Yeah.
As soon as they come out and start understanding language and life and looks, give them that discipline.
Absolutely. Demarius Townsend, that is one of the blackest names I've ever heard.
You know what's funny? He's white.
Really?
I don't know. It'd be funny if he was.
He was. Actually.
Demarius.
Demarius Townsend asks, what advice would you give us young men about dating in college? I don't have any kids myself, but a lot of these ladies I come into contact with do. Ooh, in college? I love kids, but I don't think I'm ready to have her. Or take care of any young kids my age. At this young age myself. What do you guys think?
Well, I became a dad in college. So, you see how that turned out.
I was not about that.
I was a father of two in college. Met her in college. So, my dating life in college really didn't. It was, I first went to the university. That first semester I was there, I was smashing. Smashed a few girls. And then the next semester, me and Cherie started dating. We conceived Serene pretty quickly. Like, you know, we started dating in January of 2009. No, wait, I'm way off. We started dating January of 1999. And then Serene was born January 2000.
Woo!
So, yeah, we moved fast.
Jeez,
and
it was
just like, we were both, like, surprisingly at 21, 22, like, all right, this is what we doing. And so so that was my, and we broke off here and there. So my dating experience is different than everybody else's, really.
Yeah, I probably could relate more to you. to marriage because I was a whore. That's all I did. I didn't want, but I was honest, like safe, first of all. I was safe.
You weren't actually dating. You was just smashing.
Exactly. So I was just honest with, like he said, he says he's not, he don't think he's ready. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with them. Like, that's, I knew, right. I'm not taking care of nobody else's kids, and I don't want to date nobody. And I knew all that, so I'm just putting that. I weed all those people out. Like, I don't want to waste your time.
Right.
And, you know, it's just stupid. And I'm not ready for that. I know I'm not ready for that. I want to do this, this, and, you know, whatever. So, yeah, if you, I mean, you know, some of these moms, they be fine out here. Yeah. But if you ain't, you know, that,
if
ain't,
you're not willing
you,
to take care of just, somebody else's,
you
kid,
know,
don't.
Chalk that up. Yeah. Go. There's plenty that don't have kids and it's on the same level of you. There's a lot that don't want kids, whatever. Right. Not right now. They got goals or whatever. I say in college, first of all, the whole point of college isn't even education. It's learning about yourself and growing up and, you know, finding, you know, what you like or whatever. So I would say have fun, you know, and just enjoy yourself until you find out, you know, what you want and what you're ready for and whatever, whatever. Because college is, you're finding yourself.
Dating. Don't
force
it.
People, don't be afraid to be by yourself.
Right.
People are afraid to be by themselves.
I can't stand it,
and
man.
I'm like, what's the big, I loved being single.
I had no problem being single.
Loved it. I like this life better. Mm-hmm. But I had zero issues with being single. It was fantastic.
I was having a good time.
I was having a great time.
I'm having a good time now. I don't want to make it look like I was having more fun then. But I just had no problem with it.
Don't rush the date. I'm glad you said that because people be like, I'm out here. So
I got
what?
A date. I got a date.
Why?
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Just do your schoolwork. Hang out.
Yeah, hang out. Whatever
chill.
Happens, happens. Yeah. Like, whatever. People be so desperate. And that's because I feel like it's less now. Especially for the younger kids, but the societal pressure, like, you after college, then you settle down and have a family. But no, you don't. You don't have to
it's
do that.
It's a different paradigm now, man.
Yeah, you don't
do
have
what
to
you
do that.
Do.
Have fun, enjoy yourself, find yourself. But be honest. Be honest with yourself, more importantly than even with others. Be honest with yourself. If you know you don't want to take care of somebody else's kid, then don't do that. Get out of there.
Facts. Mawa. I don't know how.
Yeah.
I hope I said your name correctly. Mawa or Ma. Yo. All right. What do you think about the way the black community had this toxic solidarity for R. Kelly? Or the whole free my man even when he did the crime? Oh, great question. A lot of dudes. Toxic solidarity, that means they were sticking up for R. Kelly.
Well, I know, but she said the way. I feel like it was pretty. A lot of people turned their back.
Nah, it was still mad dudes.
I mean,
dudes,
it was a lot of people still.
Still
defending.
Mad dudes blaming the girls, blaming the parents.
Them parents deserve a lot of that blame.
They could take some of the blame, but that still but doesn't negate. Kelly's, I don't really want to hear the argument. Like, that's irrelevant. So what?
Yeah.
Parents screw up all the time. That's not the focus. The focus is R. Kelly and victims. And whether the parents set it up, R. Kelly still did.
Oh, it's definitely him.
And he's still free. So it's like, yo, shut his music down, do something with him.
Yeah.
And so, and then dudes like, what is she, like dudes are always, what does she have on? Why was she over there
annoying.
This time? Why, these are kids that he's victimizing. They don't. You know how much dumb stuff we did when we was kids?
Yeah, exactly. And if you're like, I said it in my Aaliyah video, and some people got mad because it was like, it's not funny. And I'm like, it's funny the way I said it, but it's like when I was 15, I would have gladly took a molestation from a Holly
Me
Berry
too.
Or you know, all
Me
the girls
too.
I was famous, Lark Voorhees. I would have took it. Yes. Yes.
Me too.
Molest the hell out of me. I was 15. I would have loved that.
You think I would have turned Julia Roberts down, Halle Berry, Pam Grier down if they came on to me when I was 14?
Remember that episode
Absolutely
of Fresh Prince when Pam Grier came on the wheel?
He kidding me? I'm smashing.
What are you like? So you can't blame the kids. Yes, the parents deserve some blame, and even what happened to R. Kelly growing up deserves some blame. But at the end of the day, he still did what he did.
He still did
now, what
he
I have seen when it comes to the defense and the solidarity, people get. Because I said this on my page. I was like, I understand that it's hard not to automatically defend black people when you see white people do the same thing and get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I see people get that line.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't negate seeing Weinstein and all these people looking like they're going to get off doesn't negate that R.
Right.
Kelly is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you just want to see them go down as well. So you end up defending an R. Kelly because you're like, well, they people ain't doing nothing. Yeah. So you end up, so that's what happens. Like, I see that a lot with whether it's black athletes, entertainers, whoever. They end up getting defended because it's just like, well, I want to see them get in trouble too.
Right. We want the even playing field on justice.
So you
want
to come out R. Kelly? Well, go get all them priests and go get, you know, go get Hollywood.
Yeah.
That movie came out about the, Corey Feldman was yelling for years, I'm being molested out here. And everybody laughed. Nobody cared.
Yeah.
And Hollywood's disgusting. They passing these kids around. Nobody says anything and nobody does anything. So you see that and you're like, okay, come for R. Kelly, but go get them.
Right.
Like, and I think that's where a lot of the defense comes from. It's like, you always come for ours. Like, what about yours?
But even so, like, even R. Kelly in particular, but it's definitely a disparity between justice when you're black versus when you're white. But with the R. Kelly thing, he already got off.
Yeah.
He should have went down 2005.
Yeah, but so, that was the parents too. That ain't my daughter.
So it was still, it's still just like, well, R. Kelly is getting, if you want to look at it from that standpoint, he's getting off like a white man would. He out here still free, still been making albums, still getting paid. And so I don't know, that the argument just doesn't apply here. And when they always bring up the priest, you never see the priest. It's so many priests doing it. But they are highlighting. They making movies about it all the time. Yeah. I remember the movie Doubt, where Viola Davis got an Oscar nomination for it, was about that. I remember the movie Spotlight.
That's the movie I'm talking about, Spotlight.
Spotlight with Michael Keaton. That was about the whole thing. So it's like, don't say that Hollywood is ignoring the priests. No, they always talking about it. It's always in the news. It's just so many of them, and people are putting religion over human decency. That's the struggle there. I think it has less to do about color than it does about religion.
But I'm also on the hype too, like when she said, like, the talk of solidarity. Like, everybody, I understand the need to want to defend and save, but everybody ain't worth saving.
Absolutely.
Like, we
not.
Gotta turn, some people gotta go. You like gotta everybody go. Just cause you black don't mean you know, you good.
I'm not about that defending you just cause you black life.
Like, I might give you the benefit of the doubt at first up top, but then if you trash, you just trash.
I need to be like, let me hear more.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, yeah.
If you trash, you trash, man. Like, that's just what it is. Like, I'm not going to. He was trash. The parents was trash.
Yeah.
His sister who molested him was trash. Like, everybody was trash. But at the end of the day, he's a grown man. And he did a lot of wrong.
Right.
And he deserved to get in trouble for it. And I have no problem turning my back on him. I don't care.
It's sad that he went through that as a kid. But
it's
still,
super sad.
You still violated.
And then all the people were like, why y'all acting like it just happened? I think for some people, it was like the documentary, and I didn't even watch it. But for some people, it was like, yo, we honestly didn't know.
Right.
It was like, you heard about stuff. Like, back, you know, back in the day, too, it wasn't like we had social media, internet like that. Like, stories traveled, you hear stuff and, you know, whatever. But when you see stuff with your own eyes, it changes your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when the police shootings, a lot of people was kind of like, well, you know. And then we all watched what was it, Alton Sterling?
Yeah,
we all watched him die.
Yeah,
that's when everybody was like, "You knew it was happening,
right?"
But to watch him take his last breath in front of that store, that's when even a lot of white people was like, "Yo, this is insane."
Right.
So with the R. Kelly thing, when people are like, "Why now?" Because for some people, that's just how our brains work. You have to see it.
You got
to
see the story.
You got to see it.
And you know, seeing the victim, seeing the pain in their eyes, it's just like, man, all right. I haven't even seen it. I don't need to see it.
I don't need to see it either.
So I'm just like,
man. Now, one thing I don't like is Sparkle dropping an album the day it came out. I thought that was trash as hell. That's what annoys me too, because it makes people who are trying to be solid, they be like, see, they just trying to that, and it's like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, don't try to have a come up on somebody else's, you know, on the back of somebody else.
And then that gives the defenders more leeway. Like, well, look at what happened.
They just trying to get paid. They just, and it's like, I don't blame them for thinking that. Because why are you dropping that? You ain't dropped an album in 20 years.
Right.
What you doing this for?
Yeah.
That was trash on her part.
It kind of tanks your motive.
Yeah.
Now. Like, do this when you ain't even got an album on the horizon. And then we're like, oh, okay. I'm not saying don't make more albums, but the timing is just horrible.
Trash.
And on that Free My Man, even though they did I'm not in the Free So-and-So train.
I got so many friends of mine I grew up with that are locked up, and they asses deserve to be locked up.
You do the crime, you do the time.
Yeah, don't
like
let them
if out. You if you were a political prisoner, then I might be like, all right, you need to free so-and-so. Yeah. But if you out here shooting people,
yeah,
you got a gun, you know you ain't supposed to be carrying, you violating your parole, that's on you.
Yeah, I'm not about, yeah, like you said, if it's some trash justice system mess that got somebody locked up doing 30 because like he had an ounce of weed.
The one kid that went to jail, and they never gave him a trial, and then he killed himself when he got out, that's a free so-and-so
exactly.
moment and a half. And I'm glad his family got awarded.
Yeah, they got his money. But I hate the back. Money. Yeah, I hate the money because it don't change. Yeah, I was fucked up.
Yeah.
Sorry, but that was messed up. Like, you kept that kid in jail for 2 years.
Right.
With no due process, no nothing. He didn't even do nothing.
Exactly.
And then he couldn't handle it.
And then.
They killed him.
They killed him.
They killed him.
Yep.
That was messed up. Yeah, if it's that, freedom. Like, even all the people that got pardoned, like all the.
Yeah.
Like drug offenders. Yeah, let them out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let them out. But
just on, I know you did it. Then yeah. You're like, free? No.
Well, what did he do? Well, he shot a couple of kids and then he, why?
He didn't kill him, no.
He doesn't need to be out.
He didn't kill him, no. He shot him in the hips.
Yeah. Yeah, not free everybody, man. Nah, not everybody, that's what I said. Some people got to go. Not everybody needs to be saved.
You do the crime, you do the time. You know what it is.
Let's see, Jones Street TV asks, how do I get my girl over her baby fever? I don't want kids right. Oh, sorry. I'm on a whole nother day. I don't want kids right now because I'm not in the financial space that I want to be, and I know I don't want to struggle with a kid right now. That's fair.
I mean, that's fair.
I don't think she's going to get over it.
You can't make her get over the baby fever, but what you can say is, I'm not ready right now.
Yeah.
And I'm not financially ready.
And you can keep talking to her about the reality. Because a lot of people do this, and men and women. Mostly, I've seen it from women, but both do it. Is they do the whole, let's have a baby, not thinking about what comes with having a baby.
Right.
They just want the idea of a baby. For the same reason people want an idea of a relationship or idea of being in love. Like, the idea of a lot of stuff sounds fantastic.
That sounds great.
The idea of selling, every time I watch a Narcos, I'm like, I'm selling this dope. Oh. The idea sounds fantastic. The reality is terrible.
Narcos is fantastic at deterring people from doing this lifestyle. It never ends good.
Never. Yeah, be honest with her and tell her and voice your concerns. Like, we not, you know, in a position to do this. And granted, as far as being ready, you're probably never ready. It's just, you just do it. But, just having a baby is not something you just do.
Yeah. You can't make her get over the fever.
No.
All you can do is state your piece, how you feel about it, and then.
And maybe even talk about a timeline.
Yeah.
If I can get this job or this, I want our account to be here.
Right.
Whatever, whatever. You know, put a timeline out there. And I don't know if it's an age thing. Is that why that's happening or what? But you also got plenty of time for that, too. People be rushing the ages, and you got time.
Right. So
I had my first kid at 30.
Yeah, I had mine at 22.
You got time.
Time, man. But yeah, just be honest, man. Just be, I'm not ready. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? And then.
And it's fair not to want to struggle with a kid because you're going to struggle.
It's absolutely fair.
That's fair as hell because you're going to struggle. And if you ain't got the funds and you ain't got the
kids
family support
money,
and all that other stuff and so many.
Child care.
Woo!
Child care is expensive. If you ain't got no family living with you that can chip in.
My mom watched mine the whole week I was gone.
Man, that's crucial. That's a lot.
I be considering not taking gigs sometimes because of child care.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
It's expensive.
Oh, my God. And I got two? Two little ones, and they be charging for them little ones.
Oh, yeah, the younger?
They be
taxing. Oh, yeah, they more work.
They be taxing.
They got to get a staff member per kid when they at a certain age.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, kids ain't no joke. Kids ain't nothing to just have a fever. Let's do it. Nah.
I feel you, man. So, yeah, just be real. And, you know, hopefully the fever will subside or, you know, go in remission. Khalil Barnett. That's my brother's name, Khalil. How do you feel about babying your boys? And how do you tell people nicely if you don't like it? I'm definitely not about
I'm
that.
I'm not
babying.
About it at all.
I'm not with it whatsoever at all.
I don't care what it sounds like either. I'm not with it.
I'm not feeling it. I'm not with it. I'm not for it.
I said what I said.
You should have a briefcase when you're 1 year old.
People going to be like, why you don't do that? Because I don't. I don't believe in babying boys,
yeah,
especially black boys. I don't believe in it. they're going to have to deal with a lot
they're
of stuff.
They're not
going to
get
life.
Baby exactly. when they get older.
They're going to have to deal with a lot of stuff in this life. So I don't have time to.
And it's cool. It's now. Cool. Like, you know, if you have kids and you got one parent that doesn't baby and another one that does, that's a nice little dynamic.
Yeah.
It's a nice little balance there. That's cool.
Oh, you definitely got to have the balance. You're gonna balance. You can't have the parent that's riding all the time. Them kids are gonna shut down.
Oh, I don't like those parents either. That's constantly like rules, discipline. Yeah. That's not good either. You got to have the tender moments in there.
Yeah.
So, but for me personally, I'm not about that baby in life.
No, I'm like
not at all.
And my brother's like that, but he's over the top, like. My nephew hit his head this week on something, and his wife picked her up, and she got the ice. She was like, okay. He was like, he's fine. I was like, he hit his head pretty hard as hell, dog. Yeah. Like,
10 to the wound.
Yeah.
10 to the wound.
I was like, I'm not saying you got to cuddle him for 3 hours.
Right.
But he did get hurt.
Yeah.
Like, don't.
It's okay to be like, oh, you hurt you. It's okay to help him up. It's okay to get an ice pack. You know what I mean?
If they milking it, though, then it's, shut your ass up.
Yeah.
Like, knock it off.
A lot of times when I would see my kids fumble, like they would fall or something, hurt themselves, I would act like I didn't see it until they really cried.
Yeah.
But a lot of times your reaction makes the kid cry. Oh, you fell. Yeah. I did.
And he asks how to tell people nicely. I'd be saying, don't do that.
Yeah.
Because every time they fall, especially if it's his aunties or cousins around, they'd be like, oh, I'd be like, don't do that.
Yep.
Like, he's fine. He'll get up. He's fine.
And kids be looking around.
Yeah.
Like, they'll fall, hit their head, and look around and see who sees it. I've seen it happen. And then nobody looking, they'll be like,
this is how you know half the time they're not really hurt. Because if it's mid-play, they can take anything.
Yeah.
And they'll just pop up because they're playing. They're in that zone. But if it's, if you're going to give them attention, they're, okay, everything's hurting for a long time.
Yep. I remember personally crying more because somebody was like, oh, and I was like, but if I hurt myself when I was completely alone, nothing.
Yeah.
I'd be sitting there with bloody nose, busted lip, eyeball hanging out, still playing.
You just take it. I do not believe in babying. I can't stand it. But I don't baby girls either, though. I just don't. I don't like babying. It's just like,
I'm not a big fan of the babying. A lot of people speculate that if I had a girl, I would spoil her, though. A lot of people be like, yeah, you would. You're like,
I would spoil, but it's like I wouldn't.
I probably would spoil her.
I already know. I mean, I'm not even going to lie. I would. Like, I remember I had my friend's sister. She had a little baby, and she had went to her mom and asked for some fruit roll-ups. And she said no. She went to her grandma. She said no. And then she came to me, and she was like, can I have a fruit roll-up? I was like, take the box. I gave her the entire box.
This guy.
The entire box.
Ah.
I was like, just take as many as you want.
Man.
She was like, no. I was like, I couldn't help it. But that would have been like a little boy. I'd be like, get your ass out of here. But she looked at me. She was so cute. She looked at me. She was like, can I have fruit roll-up? I was like, just take it all.
Just take it all.
What else you want? You want some money? Like, I was done.
If I see the parents already shut it down, then I'm going to stick with
done.
Them. But if she just come out of nowhere and ask, oh, yeah, absolutely. I got fruit roll-ups, Reese's Puffs. What else you need? But, yeah. But if I see the parent be like, no, I'm like, all right, I got to side with the, with the parental unit.
I shut it down.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, you know, great questions, y'all.
Yeah.
Good quality questions, man. Appreciate y'all asking questions as usual. If you got any more, and update us, too. If you've asked us a question, and we've hit you with an answer that you implemented or it served you in any way, let us know, man. Give us the updates in the comment section on YouTube. Ask us anything in the comment section on YouTube. If we don't get to your question, we might have already answered it in the previous episode. So don't hate us. And, man, we appreciate y'all listening, tuning in. You can find me at Tony Baker Comedy on everything, TonyBakerComedy.com. Pull up on Nat. You got Keon.
Oh, yeah.
The snap out of
it. I was still thinking about the R. Kelly things. So I was just like, these people out here. Wow. The hell out. Keon Poley on everything. KEONPOLEE. Yeah, the website will be up soon. I just got to get my life together.
Yeah, man. And it's another episode of Daddy Issues, man. Until next time, we out here.
Peace.
Every story begins somewhere. For your child, it could begin with a Guardian bike. Built right here in the USA, engineered for safety, and designed for confidence. Kids of all ages are learning to ride in just one day. No tears, no frustration. It's why Guardian is America's favorite kids bike and the New York Times and Wirecutter's top pick 3 years in a row. This holiday season, give the gift that's safer, smarter, and built to last. Visit GuardianBikes.com to save up to 40% on all bikes, plus a free accessory bundle worth over $100.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.